Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. I want to thank all of you loyal listeners for being part of the Good News Show and for sending your information and inquiries to our email address, and also for your call-in during our shows. We do appreciate your loyalty, and we're just so happy to be able to continue the show and continue to bring good news to you. The Good News Show has been designed to create a positive venue for those who are looking for a positive vibration to participate in. And I do want to give you our call-in number. If you'd like to call during the show, you feel free to do so. Our call-in number is 323-693-3035. That's 323-693-3035. And if you would like to send an email to us, you can always send it to our email address at goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. Again, this is Patty Black broadcasting live to you, the Good News Show. Today is June 7th, 2011, and we have a very special guest today. Our guest is Rosemary Fletcher. She's the author of a published book called Change Your Mind, Change Your Body. She's also the founder of a natural healing center. And I encourage you to participate, listen to this interview. It's going to be full of wonderful, helpful information. Listen to Rosemary Fletcher's story about being basically overcoming what doctors believe to be true for her and finding her way to walking her path in life. And she's a very special guest. I'm going to see if I can bring her into the show now. Just one moment, please. Hello, welcome to the Good News Show. Is this Rosemary?
Yes. Hi, Patty. Can you hear me okay?
Hi. Yes, Rosemary. I can hear you, and we have a good connection. So
that's
I want to welcome you to the Good News Show. And I'm glad and honored that you are, you're welcome. I'm honored that you are able to be with us today. So why don't we just start by having you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Okay, I'm located in Asheville, of course, and I am now, I have written a book based on my experiences with what doctors said was multiple sclerosis. And I am trying to get the word out now from a natural healing center here in Asheville. Well, what is soon to be a natural, you know, we're going to call it a learning center.
A learning center, Asheville, North Carolina. Okay.
Right, where we will teach people about the 8 laws of natural healing that helped me with my recovery. And I have also written a book about that.
So it's actually your personal experience with healing yourself that inspired you to write this book, because you have this experience and you want to share it with others so they can follow basically what you've done and heal themselves as well.
Right. I can't, of course, guarantee a healing for everyone, but I do guarantee that you will be the best, and your body will do the best that it can do if you just follow these simple 8 laws for natural healing. I'll be happy to tell you my story. About 10 years ago. No, it started 20 years ago. Before that, I was very active and athlete. I was a marathon runner. I played softball and swam. I did every kind of sport you could imagine, and I was thin as well. So I thought I was really healthy because weight was the rule for health, I thought. You know, if you're fit, you're in good shape. But I was stricken by an illness doctors call multiple sclerosis, and multiple sclerosis is, quote, incurable, unquote. There is no known cure. So I had to sit in a wheelchair after a while. I went from being a marathon runner, and then I was walking on a cane, then walking on in one of those walkers. Then I had to finally just sit down in a wheelchair where I stayed for 11 years. Mm. And my weight went from about 120 pounds up to about 305 pounds because I kept eating the way I still that I was accustomed to eating. But I couldn't run it off. So I sat in the wheelchair, and eventually I filled out the wheelchair. I had to go to a larger size wheelchair, and I filled that one out too.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. But thank goodness I was able to take it back off after I got up to walk and was able to walk again. I went all over the country looking for a cure. I didn't know what was wrong with me for many, many years. Finally, I got the diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, and that's when I had to just completely sit in the chair and accept life as it was, so I thought. But that was pretty depressing.
I'm sure that was. I mean, going from an athlete
really
to being diagnosed with multiple sclerosis.
Right, and I could do nothing but sit in the chair and watch others have a life. But during that time, I moved into a, I was in Richmond, Virginia, and I moved into a, I won't call it a home, a facility for what they call mobility impaired people, people who were either in a wheelchair or on a cane or walkers. They had some issue with movement, with walking. And I stayed there for many years, and I was elected president of their tenant association, which is how I stumbled into natural healing. But I decided that we were in wheelchairs, and life was pretty bleak there, but so I wanted to make it fun. So I started researching ways for mobility impaired people to live again, have fun. I mean, we would have, I would have people come out and talk to us. Of course, medical professionals we have come out and talk, but we have people come give us concerts and carnivals and do things for us. So it kind of uplifted the life of people there. And then we got bold. We started going to dinners out and happy hour and just having a real good time. I think that had a lot to do with it. But in my research on the internet for fun things to do and disability issues, I kept coming across this website called God's Eight Laws for Natural Healing. And the site didn't really tell me anything except that there were eight. It just listed these eight things. Eight things we all know and take for granted, like water, fresh air, sunshine, proper nutrition, rest, exercise, trust, bowel elimination. And it didn't say how to do or what to do about it. It just said, use these properly, and you can get a healing. And it took me a long time because, for instance, water. I thought, well, I drink water every now and then, and I take a bath. I don't know what they mean by water, but I had to research each one and learn what the natural healers thought about water and the type of water and the things that, you know, what's best for us to heal with water. And I did that and tried every single one. And it was after I put them all together, I would do one, get it down pat, add another one. For instance, I started with water, got that down pat, got to where I was drinking 8 to 10 glasses a day. And that's rare. I don't know many people that do that. I mean, it's told to do it, but we don't actually do it. And when I got my water habits down, then I went to the nutrition part and found out what I considered to be the best diet, what felt best. For me, it was a vegetarian diet. I'm now a raw foodist, but that only came later. That didn't affect my healing. My doctors say it's not even a complete healing. They say it's a remission, but it'll come back, so they say. But it's been 10 years, and it hasn't come back. So
it hasn't come back in 10 years. It's beautiful.
Right. Oh, so I'm going to claim it. I'm going to claim it, even if, regardless of what the doctors have said. But I chose proper nutrition as the second thing, and it took me years to figure out I needed to eliminate meat. I started with red meat, getting rid of that, and then I cut out other meats, and before I knew it, I was a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need to be. It just felt better.
It just felt better, and it sounds like for you were in touch with your body and what was what made you feel
Absolutely.
Good and what made you feel not so good. So you were reading your body and
right,
learning what your body
exactly.
was telling you.
That's another thing. This has taught me to listen to my body. I love it now. I can eat something or drink something. Either my nose will run or I'll get a headache, and I'll say, that wasn't good for me to take.
No.
So it's been a healing lesson that way.
Yeah.
But I eventually did all the 8 things and got them right, and I did some things that I experimented with some things that were not good for me as well. But eventually I got the 8 things right, and I was able to get up out of the wheelchair after 11 years and walk again.
Mm.
And I was also able to talk again. The doctors had told me I would never speak again because multiple sclerosis makes your muscles weak. And my throat muscles had gotten so weak that I could not control them enough to speak. When I would attempt to talk, it would just come out as a slur, and it was hard to understand. So I had to learn sign language just so I could communicate with a few people. But thank goodness my voice came back after I did these 8 things.
Mm. Thank goodness for that.
Oh, goodness, yes. Goodness,
thank
yes.
goodness.
Yes.
And was that a gradual progression where your voice came back?
Everything was gradual. Even getting out of the wheelchair was a gradual progression. It didn't happen all at once. Things just got better. And each time I try to stand up, I could stand up a little bit straighter. Because at first, when I stand up, I would be I would stand and have to hold on to something. I'll be leaning forward. And it caused such stress on my body that I would start to sweat. And I could see sweat dripping down my feet from my head. It was awful. But each time I did it, I got a little bit better and better until I was able to walk, holding on to the walls and leaning, and then I was able to walk just straight away. And I also want to tell you that it was not all despair, because I classify myself now as more spiritual than religious. But before this happened to me, I was very religious. I was in church every Sunday that I could be there, and I pray, oh, God, I'm here. Use me. I'm your faithful servant. My prayer was, I have legs. I have hands. Use me for your good. Put me where you want me to be. Then I found myself in the wheelchair, and I didn't understand until after it was all over, because at first I was kind of upset. Why would God put me in a wheelchair? But it wasn't like that. I was put where I had been asked to be put, which is where I was needed the most. And I feel like I really did a lot for the people that were in wheelchairs. And we got laws changed. We had red lights put up. We picketing and protesting things. It was a lot of fun. Looking back on it now, I'm no longer saying, why did this happen to me? I'm saying, oh, thank God it happened to me.
Wow. Oh.
Thank goodness.
And what's come out of it, not only is your recovery and your health, is the book that you've written, which is going through that gave you, put you in a position where you could really reach into yourself and learn these 8 laws of God to basically get you on your path of walking again and talking.
Right. The book was a good thing that came out of it. The healing center, the teaching center is another good thing that's about to come out of it. We're not up and running yet, but we're almost there. We're getting stuff. And we're this as well.
Good. At some point, Rosemary, did you feel, when you were going through that period where you get out of the wheelchair, stand with the sweat, you know, pouring from head to feet, and then, you know, and each day feeling a little, like a little more progress was taking place. At some point, did you know that you were going to walk again?
Yes. Before I started the journey, I spoke with my best friend was somewhat psychic. And she told me even way back then, she said, you know, you're going to walk. You're going to walk again as good as I am. And I kind of didn't believe that. But when I saw the progress slowly, I thought, she's like, I am going to walk again.
Mm.
And now a big part of one of these 8 laws is trust. And that, I guess that was the biggest thing for me to understand. I thought it meant trust as in trusting God or trust in a religious way.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm finding out that, well, I see more that God is in us, and it's more trust yourself, trust life, trust that you will get it right. Just, I have a magnet on my refrigerator that says leap and the net will appear. And that's the kind of trust.
that's
the kind of trust that I've learned it to be. And I call that the mental component. And changing your thought patterns, changing from the way of the world to a way of loving each other and just trusting and loving and not having fear. I'm one to talk. That was a big one for me. But that's what I've now come to understand trust to be, that everything is right and will work out all right.
Right, and everything's in divine order.
Exactly.
I'm glad you explained that trust. When you said trust, I think that was the 7th one you mentioned. I it made me think for a moment that, you know, because the other ones I had a little easier time understanding or
right.
just intuitively understanding. But the trust, that's,
I'm glad you
explained
that. It's more of a mental shift in your mind than anything else, because I stumbled with it thinking it was a religious thing. And it's so much more than that. That, I think that was the one that took me the longest to get right.
Yeah, and I can understand that. So at this point, you have this healing center, and which is in development. What is your future vision for it? Can you tell our listeners a little bit about it and what the vision is for the healing center?
Okay, the vision is very vague right now, but I'm trusting. I want to teach these 8 laws, and I do see I will be teaching people how to prepare raw foods if they want to go that way, how to eat what is proper nutrition if they just want to eat a vegetarian lifestyle, or there's a combination that people can do. So we'll teach proper nutrition. We'll teach and sell different waters that are healing as well, and teach mm-hmm. people how to use water, and give lectures and talks about rest and proper exercise. I would love to have movement classes that, this is a small space. There's not room for the movement classes here. But I would love to have movement classes that teach people to tap into their spirit, their higher self. And that for people, for instance, people that want to lose weight, that is so amazing. It's better than going to the gym and working out every day, because there's certain movements your body can make that will help you to lose weight. But I can't tell you what they are, because I don't know what they are for you. I can just show you how to tap into yourself and let those movements come to you. I had one lady doing it, and she tapped in, and she started waking up at 3 a.m. at night and making these movements, and she has lost so much weight. It's amazing. Yes.
That's life-changing for people. Yeah, it sounds like you're helping people listen to their body and tap into what their body's telling them. And I know our bodies do give us messages, and it's a matter of being able to hear the messages or not.
Learning to listen, because we're not taught to listen right now. I wish this is something we all knew in first grade, but it's simple. But it takes us coming to it now. It's never too late. So we work in the Healing Learning Center. We'll teach these principles that are free, by the way, fresh air, sunshine. It may take a little money to get your bowels moving, but, you know, you may have to buy flax seeds and soak them in water overnight and drink that, but that's close to free. It beats the cost of a colonoscopy or
Right, it certainly does.
It does. Right, I'd rather buy flax seeds any day.
Flaxly colonostomy.
I do a mixture of raisins and flax seeds and soak them overnight, and they just keep my bowel. I have a sluggish bowel anyway, and it just keeps me going, and that's one of the principles is bowel elimination. So even just drinking a lot of water will make your bowels move. I say it's so simple, people don't believe it works. It's just too good to be true.
It's too good to be true, right.
Yeah, but it does work. And I tell people, okay, well, just prove me wrong. Do it, and then tell me it didn't work for you. But I haven't had anyone say that, you know, these things are not helping.
You know what? I think a part of it is also that people, I don't want to say it's simple, but it's simplistic. And, you know, people are used to complicating things. And if they feel like they're not really, you know, working hard or doing something, and, you know, then they feel like nothing's happening. But that's not true.
It's not true. It takes patience, especially the first 3 months. It takes learning. But it's something that it doesn't take a long time. I wish I had someone telling me what to do. It took me years and years. But it could be done in 6, 8, 9 months. It doesn't take that long.
And patience, patience is a virtue. I had recently listened to, there was a spiritual teacher who, you know, pointed to an oak tree that must have been 150 years old. And he says, when you feel like your patience is up, look at that oak tree. It must be 150 years old, and look how beautiful it is. And that tree had the patience mm-hmm. for 150 years to become as beautiful and healthy as it is.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned simplistic. These things are simplistic, and they are, and we're complicated. But I like to say they're simple, but they're not easy, because our lives are so busy, and we want it right now, fast. So it's not easy for us to just slow down, which is one component of rest. Patience, like you say, slowing down. Just kind of stepping back out of life for a minute, because life is, our lives are harmful to us. They're more detrimental right now. We move too fast. We think too fast. We talk fast. We do too much.
Mm-hmm. And right.
Part of natural healing is just slowing down, learning to listen to your body, and that takes a little patience. It's not easy.
It is not easy. No, it does take patience. And then when that anxiety comes in, you just want to keep moving and moving.
Oh, yes.
You know, we're just used to the fast pace here.
Another thing I did during this was I bought a book on how to meditate. This is when I first learned how to meditate, and the first thing you do is breathe and slow yourself down. A lot of people cannot meditate because they don't have the patience to wait. When I first started to meditate, my mind was racing, but I knew I had to just be patient and wait. And now I move like the old turtle that lives to be, you know, you go to a zoo and you see these turtles that live to be 100, 200 years old. And
right.
They move so slowly, and they even chew slowly. It's stuff we need to
they
do. We might live longer.
And it is, you know, people are living longer. So it's, and I know meditation is more widely known now.
Mm-hmm.
Where there are books about the meditation, different types of meditation. Wow. Well, Rosemary, it's been such a pleasure having you on our show, and we're running out of time. So before we go, I'd like for you to give our listeners your contact information, like your website or a way for them to learn more about the book you've written and to learn more about what you're doing with the Healing Center.
Okay, the book, you can get the book on the website, which is www.youhealyou, that's youhealyou.net, N-E-T. And as far as the Healing Center goes, we're nonprofit, and if anybody wants to help us out a bit with absolutely anything, you can call me.
Okay.
Call me at area 828-335-1351.
Okay, good. So the website, listeners, if you didn't have a pen, get your pen. I'm giving you a few seconds to get it. And the website is www.youhealyou.net. Did you say net, Rosemary?
Net.
.net. Okay, and repeat your number one more time for our listeners. For the Healing Center, if anyone would like to make a contribution or learn more about it, you can contact Rosemary at
area 828-335-1351.
Okay, thank you. 1351. Rosemary, you're welcome. And is there one last thing you'd like to tell our listeners before we sign off?
Yes, thank you. I would like to say healing is about learning yourself and trusting yourself. Many others tell us that we don't have time. We have to have this operation right now. And go inside yourself and give yourself a minute to find the answer, because it's there. If you tap into your higher self, you'll learn. You'll get it right.
Aww.
Thank you, Patty.
You're welcome, Rosemary. That's absolutely beautiful, and I want to thank you for being on our show today. That was a world of information that you've given to our listeners, and I'm just so grateful that you were on our show today. Thank you so much,
thank
Rosemary.
You for
maybe
having
at some,
me.
You're welcome. Maybe at some point in the future, we'll have you back on the show as the Healing Center becomes more established and as progress mm-hmm. takes place. We'd love to hear about it and also hear from you. You're just a pleasure, and I want to thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day, Rosemary.
Thank you. I would love coming back. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye. So, listeners, there you have it. You have been listening to Rosemary Fletcher. She's an author of a published book and is also the founder of a healing center. Her published book is Change Your Mind, Change Your Body. And I want to just thank you for being on the listening into the Good News Show today. It's been a pleasure bringing this show to you. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have enjoyed bringing it to you. This is Patty Black signing off from the Good News Show, June 7, 2011, and we'll be here again next week. Bye-bye.